Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Dr. Kimalal Devkota, elected as member of National Assembly in by-election of Bagmati Province, CPN-UML condemns the trend of flouting parties' decisions and voting against parties' candidate in election. Supreme Court issues interim order barring 7 reappointed ministers from carrying out work till finalization of case. Health Ministry reports 8,305 corona infection cases and 190 deaths today, and 13 people killed in bus accident in Sindh province of Pakistan. Now the news in detail. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has issued two ordinances today. Joint spokesperson of the Office of the President, Kesav Prasad Ghimire, issued a statement today informing about the issuance of Oath-related Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat and COVID-19 Crisis Management Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat. Independent candidate Dr. Kimalal Devkota has been elected to the post of the member of the National Assembly. A by-election was held for the post today. Dr. Devkota defeated the ruling party CPN-UML's Ram Bahadur Thapa by 5,088 votes against 4,014 votes. The election office said the third candidate in the fray, Krishna Bahadur Tamang of Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party, received 132 votes in the by-election for the post of member of the National Assembly in Bagmati Province. The Standing Committee meeting of the CPN-UML has suggested the government to leave no stone unturned for saving lives of people amidst COVID-19 pandemic. Party spokesperson Pradeep Gyawali said in the meeting held at Balwatar today, Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli briefed about the efforts led by the government for controlling COVID-19 pandemic and presented situation of the pandemic. A spokesperson Gyawali further said the meeting has upheld the government's efforts against COVID-19 pandemic and suggested the government seek international support in managing medicines and oxygen and prepare necessary legal provision to fight the pandemic. Reviewing the by-election held for the post of National Assembly members in Bagmati province today, the meeting condemned the trend of voting against the party's candidate, breaching the party's directives. The Nepali Congress has drawn the attention of Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, demanding broader action plan for prevention and containment of COVID-19 infection. A delegation led by Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba called on Prime Minister Oli today and submitted a memorandum along with 15-point action plan to prevent and control COVID-19. The Nepali Congress urged the government to guarantee the vaccine immediately in order to keep people protected from second wave of coronavirus and infection of new variant in near future, to accelerate the diplomatic initiation to bring vaccines and to make supply of vaccines in a transparent manner. The Supreme Court has ruled that it is unconstitutional to retain 7 ministers in the incumbent government in their post. A single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jangam Bahadur Rana today issued an interim order not to let persons who are not the members of parliament work in the capacity of minister. The apex court ruled that the post of minister of Ram Bahadur Thapa to Bahadur Rayamaji, Lekharaj Bhatta, Gauri Shankar Chaudhary, Prabhu Saha, Mani Chandra Thapa and Dawa Tamang was unconstitutional as they are not the members of the parliament. As per the court order, the minister post of the 7 ministers has automatically fallen vacant until the case is finalized. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has held a cordial meeting with British Ambassador to Nepal, Nicola Pollitt, today. In the meeting held at the office of Prime Minister at Singha Darbar today, Prime Minister and Ambassador Pollitt discussed about matters of mutual help in fight against COVID-19 and the bilateral relations between the two countries. In the meeting, Prime Minister Oli requested Britain to help Nepal in providing vaccines against COVID-19. He also thanked the British government for the support they have provided so far. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*14*15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Health and Population Ministry has reported 8,305 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's total corona infection cases have crossed 488,000. Now the number of active cases in Nepal has crossed 115,000. The ministry has also reported 190 corona-related deaths in the same period, pushing the total death to 5,847. The ministry said the number of deaths also included the data shared by Nepali Army's Body Disposal Unit. As per the ministry's update, in the last 24 hours, nearly 6,500 people have recovered from the infection. The government of Spain has provided support of medical equipment and supplies to Nepal to fight against the second wave of COVID-19. Director of the Spanish Agency for International Development Cooperation, MACDI, Marinades Soliman, handed over the materials to Minister for Health and Population Hriday Tripathi at a brief ceremony held at Tribhuvan International Airport today. Likewise, the government of Tibet Autonomous Region of China has donated emergency medical supplies to Nepal. The Tibetan government provided liquid oxygen, oxygen cylinders and concentrators among other emergency medical supplies to Nepal. According to the Office of Consulate General in Lhasa, 30 metric tons liquid oxygen among other medical supplies was on the way to Kathmandu from Lhasa. The Department of Drug Administration has given permission for producing remdesivir, the medicine used for treatment of COVID-19 infected people in Nepal. Department's Information Officer Santosh Kesi said Birgunj based National Health Care has been given permission for manufacturing the medicine. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. At least 13 people were killed and other 30 injured in a bus accident in Sindh province of Pakistan this morning. Pakistani media quotes local media that bus was on its way to country's southern province city of Karachi from Multan city of eastern Punjab province. Investigation into the cause of accident is underway. However, local media said the bus driver lost control over the over-speeding vehicle while negotiating a sharp turn. The Pakistani government had allowed inter-provincial public transport from Sunday, lifting a week-long ban on travelling. Israeli fighter jets continued to pound the Gaza Strip on Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several more as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defied call for a de-escalation. At least 230 Palestinians, including 65 children, have been killed in 11 days of violence. On Israeli side, 12 people have been killed. Earlier, US President Joe Biden had discussed the event in Gaza with Netanyahu, telling the caretaker leader that he expected a significant de-escalation today on a path to a ceasefire. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country, and there are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this new news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Dr. Kimlal Debkota, elected as a member of National Assembly in by-election of Bagmati Province, CPN-UML condemns trend of flouting parties' decisions and voting against parties' candidate in election. Supreme Court issues interim order barring 7 reappointed ministers from carrying out work still for finalization of the case. Health Ministry reports 8,305 corona infection cases and 190 deaths today, and 13 people killed in a bus accident in Sindh province of Pakistan. That's the end of news from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadinnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.